This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Hello, it is Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm a little out of it again today, as I was yesterday. This is the second day in a row where I didn't do a 5K run. And I'm thinking, I might try again tomorrow, Buzzy. I might try and make it the third day that I didn't do a 5K.
Well, you know what, Sandy? One more day, but then I hope you can join me on Thursday.
That's it. By not doing 5K, 5K, and 5K, that's 15K. Then how long is the race you're going to do on Thursday?
Thursday is another 5K.
Okay, so I'll be plus 10K simply by not doing them 3 days in a row and doing them with you. So that's pretty good. I think that's a pretty good plan.
I like it. You know, I'm not doing a 5K tomorrow because I'm going to stretch out and get ready for the actual timed 5K. I don't want to embarrass myself after a few months of non-official runs.
Well, I'm looking at the weather forecast. Thursday, sunny and 93. Is it a good idea to be running in a foot race at 93 degrees outside?
No, but it's a nice shaded course, and it's at night, so hopefully we're down to at least 83 when the gun goes off.
What, are you going to run under a bush or run under a hedge?
Well, there's a lot of trees on the course.
Oh, there are. Okay. Well, good luck to you.
Well, thank you, Sandy.
We wish you the best of luck. Tony's on vacation. I'm sure you'll see him as you turn at the starting line. You'll probably see Tony in his running shorts, which will get you really a good start out of the three-point position, I'm thinking.
Well, I was going to say, I'm not sure I could catch up to Tony. He'll probably be far ahead of me by then.
So Tony's on vacation. Randy's on vacation. We're here, and we've got Jimmy. Ladies and gentlemen, Jimmy is assisting us today. So it should be a good show.
Hopefully.
Yeah, hopefully. We'll do our best. Now, some more disturbing images. If you watch television at all, you see these disturbing images. But we can tell you about them, too. Newspaper can write about them, but when you see them, it's even worse. Apparently, in New York City, there was a man, and there's so many of these things that it should be pretty close to correct, but I can't guarantee it's exactly 100% normal. But there's a guy walking across the street holding the hand of probably his grandchild or granddaughter or grandson, a little kid, like 6 years old. Car pulls up next to them, shoots the guy dead, and drives off. That's the kind of stuff we're looking at now. There were other, within the last two or three days, there were a couple of children killed in the same kind of manner, stray shots, things like that. And I'm thinking, how much of this De Blasio is blaming the virus? Of course, it's not his fault. I'm sure the virus is the one that disbanded the non-uniformed group of New York City police, the ones that were in civilian clothes, so you didn't know they were cops. He disbanded the whole thing a few weeks ago. Had nothing to do with that, I'm sure. Or defunding the police department by putting less money out for cops on the street. So this is the kind of stuff that's going on. And I got to think about it. That's the first layer is what we see. But the second layer and the third layer are things that I think all have to do with the kind of lawlessness we have going on today. And I'm asking a question that you're probably going to wonder what it means, and I'll explain it to you. Are the optics killing people? And I think the optics are killing people. The optics, of course, are what you see. You see it. How does it look? Doesn't matter how it was, how does it look? Okay? And I think the optics are killing people. Can you turn my pot up a little bit? Do you have any more volume in back there, or is that it?
That is all, Sandy.
That's all we got. Okay, well, I'll try and speak a little clearer. Yeah, here's what I mean with are the optics killing people. We're in the beginning of a presidential campaign where all is used, all is fair and love and war in a re-election campaign. Neither side wants it to look like the troops were invited in or sent in by them, okay? You'll notice that the president has the right to nationalize any of the National Guard. Plus, he has a unit of the National Guard that is attached to D.C. So anytime he wants, he has the authority to send them any place he wants to, okay? But you'll notice that every time he talks about using them, he talks about being asked to use them, because what he doesn't want is the optics of the president overriding the state's rights. Keep in mind, the history of this country, the state's rights are sacrosanct. They really are, because the way the government was set up, the states had almost all the power. The federal government had what was left over. But all of the real authority was laying in the laps of the states. And so nobody wants a campaign commercial that says, yes, there he is sitting in the White House taking over the decision-making process of the state of fill-in-the-blanks, okay, by sending in federal troops. Even if it works, they don't want that optic, okay? So they're waiting for the president. They're waiting for the president's waiting for them to be asked to send them in. Then if there's any complaints about it, he can say, I was acting on behest of the governor of that state. He asked for the troops. We had the troops. We sent them in. So the president's waiting to be asked, and they don't want to ask for the same reason in reverse. Instead of doing the right thing. I noticed another state asked for the National Guard to be sent in. Okay, so you got one side waiting to be asked, the other side not wanting to ask but needing it. Yeah, you get what I'm talking about, Buzzy?
Yes, exactly.
That's I think those optics are killing people. If you have the authority and you have the opportunity to stop killing, why aren't we doing it? So I think in this case, it's both the president and the governor. The governor would have to be the one that would ask, okay? So that's my first question. Are the optics killing people? Which leads into my second question when we come back on News Radio 930 WBEN. Okay, so my theory about the optics killing people, the president wants to be asked to send the National Guard. And if he's asked, then he's covered in the optics. Nobody's going to say, here's the president usurping the power of the governors. Of course, the governors don't want to do it because they don't want anything positive to fall in the lap of Donald Trump. So say they asked and the troops show up and suddenly everything is hunky-dory. That would be given to the president because he's the one that sent them in. okay, the fact that the governor asked for them would be lost. So you've got the optics from the governor's side and the president's side. So I have a suggestion. It's out there, but if it happened, I think it would be a first in American politics. Yes, here I am, sitting in my palatial home in Pendleton, New York, coming up with a solution for world problems. But this really makes sense, okay? My question is, how about a pledge from the Biden campaign and a pledge from the Trump campaign? Let them swear that the virus will not be used in the campaign for president. In other words, not how good anybody did, how bad anybody did, the killing rate, what the plan was, who got the ventilators, none of that stuff. That anything concerning the virus could not be used in the campaign. Let them work around that, but not in it. They can work behind it, on the side, in front, but not in it. I think that way we would have a more honest campaign, not looking for the deaths of children, in this case, to be used in a campaign. Now, I don't think that's ever going to happen, but I think it's a great idea. What do you think of that idea, Buzzy? Don't forget, you're free to say that idea sucks, but go ahead.
I actually really like that idea, Sandy, but as you ended that, I don't think it would ever happen, especially in the climate and the campaigns that we're talking about right now.
Yeah, exactly. But I think it's a good idea, and that's why I'm throwing it out there. So those are the first two, and now I have a third one. So the first one is, are the optics killing people? Yeah, they're killing people. At first we thought the kids were safe. Now there are some examples of kids having problems with the virus and certainly killing from random shots from people who are supposedly gone mad by being cramped in their house. And the pledge from each campaign not to use the virus as a campaign issue. I think that's a really good idea. The third one, thought I would add something a little different. Jeffrey Epstein. Okay? Jeffrey Epstein had a pimp, okay? And she was a woman who was born into wealth. Her parents were billionaires, but for some reason, you're familiar with the fact that she was a procurer, that's the nicest word I can use, next to pimp, for Jeffrey Epstein. And she bought a house in New Hampshire for $1 million, cash. So there was a few dollars sitting around. Epstein died mysteriously in jail. Everybody's still raising an eyebrow over that because of the alleged security of being in a jail cell, being watched 24/7, even on suicide watch. He still got killed, and I'm asking this: she was arrested in New Hampshire, and brought back to New York, and very soon she's going to be arraigned. They're going to bring her up on certain charges. I'm asking you, what do you think she'll say? About whom will she say it? Now, if you have not seen it on Netflix, there's an excellent special. It's called Filthy Rich. It's a story of Jeffrey Epstein. He traveled with the high and the mighty and the very wealthy. Okay, among the people he's been associated with on a large level was Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton says he was never on Epstein's jet. Epstein had this super jet. For some reason, access to an airplane drives people nuts. They'll do anything to get a ride, even if they can afford it. If they can get a free ride, it's even better. Okay? So Bill Clinton was asked by a journalist about riding in the airplane. He said he had never ridden in the airplane. The airplane log, however, said he was on it for 26 times. So 0 to 26 doesn't sound to me like it's very doable as an excuse. So he was on there. Alan Dershowitz in the special swears up and down and up and down that no. He did not have anything to do with the girls. And I say girls because they were girls. They were not women yet. A lot of them were 14 and that age group there. Dershowitz swears up and down, no, no, no. Prince Andrew has already suffered the consequences. He's been drummed out of the royal family. And because one of the girls on the special says, yes, she had sex with Prince Andrew, and she was definitely underage. Who else was on there, Bernie, do you remember? So we got Prince Andrew, we got Alan Dershowitz, we got the former president of the United States, Bill Clinton. Donald Trump is seen standing next to him, and Trump says, of course I knew him, everybody knew him, but I had a falling out with him, and I hadn't seen him in years and years and years. So they did not show the interview, they just showed that clip on the special. So there's going to be a lot of people very nervous if she cops a plea. If she can get a plea, she's looking at 10 years in jail. And for a woman who spent her life on the high life and living the best lives, eating the best food, living in the best places, he had like 5 places all around the world, best transportation, private jets, all this. She's a billionaire, or she's the daughter of a billionaire. Somehow she scraped up $1 million to buy the house cash in New Hampshire. $1 billion goes a long way in New Hampshire. Ask Mark, who fills in for Rush. So I'm asking, who do you think she'll talk? I think she's got no reason not to talk. Epstein's dead. And whatever she says will absolutely hold water simply because Epstein's dead. Let me ask Buzzy, we got a couple of minutes. Do you think she's going to talk? And if so, what do you think the ramifications are going
to
be?
Well, Sandy, here's the thing. I do think she'll talk, and I would love to hear a list of names. I'm setting my expectations low, obviously, because anything more would be great. But I think she knows everyone Jeffrey Epstein came in contact with. I mean, think of all the pictures you've seen of Jeffrey Epstein. She's with him. In almost every picture.
In every picture.
In every situation.
She is, she's standing right there.
So I think she will, definitely the names that we know. I mean, I think Prince Andrew, do you really need her to say that he was really close with Epstein and part of this disgusting ring they had? I mean, the interview he gave to the BBC a few months ago pretty much showed his own guilt. I mean, he couldn't even put an answer together, and then he was contradicting himself. But I'd be interested in the names. I'd also be interested in where did he get his money? Because everyone they talked to in that documentary that we watched said that usually people that work in his field, yes, they have money. They don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, he has tremendous kind of money. And, financial traders can make a lot of money. And if you got a lot of money to start with, you can take the next step to mega money. I don't know how. They didn't explain it in the special at all. But they insinuated that he was loaded. That he wasn't just rich, he was uber rich. And just the interesting people that he traveled with him. What amazes me is I can't believe you could do the traveling with him on his jet, in his houses, all around the world, and not get some sense of what he was doing. And if you knew what he was doing, even if you didn't participate, say you didn't participate at all, wouldn't you stay arm's length away from this guy? Because that's trouble. And these are big-name international superstars that we're talking about.
Yeah, it's people that didn't need the status of being at a Jeffrey Epstein party. Like you said, you're whoever, you know, insert a celebrity here or a politician here. Why are you going around with this guy who's obviously... And we're talking about people that were hanging out with him after the first time he had been charged and on trial. Why would you associate yourself any further with this guy? I mean, this guy's obviously a creep.
You got that right. Okay, those are the questions. Are the optics killing people? That's the first one. How about a pledge from both political candidates for the president that the virus will not be used as a campaign issue? I think then we can get the job done that we need to do the best we can to straighten it out. And Jeffrey Epstein's pimp, is she going to talk, and what's she going to say? On News Radio 930 WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
And we are back with the Beach and Company. I'm Sandy Beach. I'm going to give you the first two questions, then I'm going to read some people associated with Jeffrey Epstein as the third question. My first question, are the optics killing people? In other words, I think the politicians are more concerned on how things look than they are getting something done. And that includes both sides of the aisle. So I think the optics are killing people. What about a pledge? I know this is pie in the sky. This is absolutely right out of Disney fairyland. But what about a pledge from both political parties not to use the virus as a campaign issue? If so, they could do what they had to do, get the job done. There's enough credit for everybody and less people dying. I think it's a legitimate question, although I would fall over dead if they ever did it. So I think it's a big question with a big answer. Now, Jeffrey Epstein is dead. His pimp is still alive. They found her finally in New Hampshire. She was in a house she bought for $1 million in cash. And now she's been extradited to New York State. And within the next couple of days, she'll be... copping a plea, I guess. If you want to know who Jeffrey Epstein was associated with, here is a list of a partial list, shall we have? Let's go. Prince Andrew, Bill Clinton, George Stephanopoulos,
ooh,
Katie Couric, Woody Allen, Harvey Weinstein. Now that's a piece of cake. Harvey Weinstein and Jeffrey Epstein. Weinstein-Epstein, are you kidding me? Let's see, Rupert Murdoch, one of the richest men in the world, owns Fox, still owns the Fox Network, sold a lot of the other holdings. So after Rupert Murdoch, Michael Bloomberg, Richard Branson, you know what kind of money we're talking with these guys? Michael Jackson, and there's another one, and Alec Baldwin. So that's a who's who of potential big-name people who could be and probably will be implicated in this. So I want to know if you think she is going to take a plea. She is If found guilty, she could go to a prison for 10 years. So if you're her, you're still relatively young and attractive, and the government offers you a plea deal, you would take it in a minute. I can't believe you wouldn't. So the first question is, do you think she'll take it? And the second question is, who do you think will be there? Dershowitz, I didn't say Dershowitz, did I?
No.
I should have. In fact, I'm writing it down. Let me do it. Because he was like the leading one on the thing, Alan. Dershowitz, he vehemently denies. He doesn't deny knowing him. He doesn't deny being with him, but he vehemently denies having anything to do with the underage girls. Okay, let's see. Who's on line one? That would be Kevin in Pendleton. Kevin, you're on WBEN.
Hey, morning time to you guys.
Hello, Kevin. What do you got for us today?
Well, you have three questions here. On the first one relating to the campaigns agreeing not to bring up the virus as a measuring point for it's left up to, I can see the Democrats not agreeing with that, but at the same time, if they do agree, it was only because, regardless of what, they both have to share some responsibilities, both Republicans and Democrats, for the state of affairs in which we find ourselves.
Yeah, I would like to see them take one for the team. In this case, the team would be the United States of America.
Yep.
Over their party and over their individual positions in life.
Yes, that's quite true. So if they take one for Team America, so if they do agree, I can see where, yeah, because they realize that they have blame to share. Because George W. Bush himself, I remember in his last term, and I saw the press release some time ago online where he was telling them, look, this is not a Democrat-Republican thing, but a pandemic hits this country, it's going to be, you know, a disaster, and true to form, it came true. In relation to Eckstein and what's her name?
Her name is one I can't pronounce, so I'll just call her the pimp.
The pimp, yeah, that's right. You know, Perv Airlines, let's call it Perv Airlines, right? There are all these people who've been on those flights.
Yes.
Since the Clintons are involved, Clinton Inc., I hope she has a food taster because she is, might as well, I think that they better have 24/7 security on her, because once we know that the Clintons are involved, then definitely there's a bounty out for her. Definitely.
You know, that's the first thing that was brought up. Was the fact that a lot of people who are close to the Clintons and have something that could be problematic suddenly disappear. And look at the money involved with these people. I mean, you got half of the gross national product of Iowa listed in there. And if anything, I hope nothing happens to her, but if anything does, can you imagine the detectives on that case talking to those people, trying to get information from them?
Sandy, look where they're bringing her to. New York.
New York.
Back in New York. Then you can write her off now. I'm sorry, but yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, because nobody believes, really, that he killed himself. So I think that her holding all the cards, there's too many people with way too much money and too much to lose to see that this would just be another open and shut case.
Yeah, that's right. So anybody up for that job being her food taster?
No, thank you. No, thank you. Hey, thanks, Kevin. Thanks for the call. Buzzy, what do you think about that? Would you want that job of food taster for this woman?
No, I would not. You know, everyone kind of talks about it with what happened to Jeffrey Epstein, but if I was, I think you pronounce her name Ghislaine. If I was Ghislaine Maxwell, I'd be pretty scared. I probably would not be getting much sleep at night just because of what happened. And like you said, too many coincidences in the Jeffrey Epstein, right? He had not only guards watching his cell, but cameras on his cell, and both were out. Both failed.
Accidentally. I'm sure it was, you know, these things happen every once in a while.
Yeah.
What's the matter with you? You're too suspicious. They write it off. Maybe a mouse got into the cell and scared him to death. I'm really not sure. 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, star 930. You can go to our text board, which is 30930, but start it with 716. 716-803-0930. By the way, thanks to the overwhelming response yesterday on the picture of Anya. Anya, our new kitty, we don't have her yet. She's still too young to be separated from mommy and daddy. But as soon as she is of the proper age, we will take her into our home and she'll get to meet her new sisters, Lucy and Ethel. But Anya did a lot of traffic. I mean, a lot of people wanted to see what she looks like. And she is beautiful, and she is a Bengal, just as Lucy and Ethel are. The reason we thought we'd get another Bengal is Bengals are very energetic cats, and we would want her to match up with the other two cats as far as what their natural tendencies are, because we love the other two. If you've never seen a Bengal, check them out if you ever have a chance to. They're wonderful cats. I love all cats, but the Bengals are really something special. Let's take a break and return on News Radio 930 WBEN. Apparently, the third question has really exploded. People want to chime in and talk about it and have their own opinions. And it's a serious issue. No question about it. It's a disgusting issue, but it's an important issue because of the names of the people involved. Yet that first thought that people had, and they had it right away, as soon as I saw the special on Netflix, I knew that they would be speculating on how long the pimp would have to live if she had something on Bill Clinton, which she does. Okay? They're even putting up office pools like the Super Bowl as to how long they would have. One guy has $40 a bet on the weekend, whatever weekend that might be, and everybody's suggesting a food taster. A food taster is a really good idea because people around the Clintons seem to mysteriously die. So we'll see where that goes. But let's go to line one, Jim in Hamburg. Jim, you're on WBEN.
Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
I'm doing okay, Jim. What do you have for us today?
Well, pretty much everybody took what I was going to say about her getting Vince fostered, you know.
Yeah, really. It seems to be a consensus opinion.
But the only thing that I heard also, too, was that Hillary Clinton, the pilot for his airplane, claims that she was on that also.
She was on at the same time as Bill?
No, separately.
Oh, separate from Bill. Okay, that adds even more questions.
Now, here's the other thing about his money. Supposedly, everything on that island was taped. He had cameras everywhere.
And well, that would mean it would be pretty easy if we could gain access to the island, if they allowed foreign intervention to see what's on those tapes, because that'd be worth a lot of information for the trial.
Well, not only for the trial, but we're talking about where he got his money. Can you imagine blackmailing all these people?
Just look at Branson, Bloomberg, and Rupert Murdoch. Are you kidding me? Do you know what kind of money that is?
Yeah, so I'm pretty convinced that's how he made his money was, hey, you know, I got a tape of you, you know?
Wow, wow. So you think that, those guys have enough money. Each of those guys could write a check for $1 billion with no problem at all.
Yeah, you know, I just feel sorry for that poor lady because, man, I don't know.
She was the gatekeeper. She was the chief of staff. And according to the survey, the special, she not only set him up, but then she got involved too. She got engaged with the event. Let's put it that way. So she was involved in two different ways. So that's why they're going to really come after her. But I think the feds are probably going to be more interested in her information than they are in her.
Wouldn't you think, though, send her to New York? I mean, like, maybe, you know, Leavenworth with the military looking after her or something. I mean,
I'd send her to Gitmo. You know, where it'd be much harder to get her than New York. New York would be the last place. If I were her lawyer, I would be screaming bloody murder right now. Sending her to New York is not a good idea for her.
That's just insane, especially when, you know, that Biden did that autopsy on him and said his hyoid, the bone was broken. That was strangulation, not hanging. I mean, come on.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting. Fasten your seatbelt. Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, Mark. Thank you very much. Jim, I'm sorry. Thank you, Jim. All right, we're asking a lot of questions, getting a few answers here and there. Let's go with a couple. Rather than go to a phone call right now, let's go with a couple from you, Buzzy. What do you got on Facebook?
All right, so talking about Jeffrey Epstein and what could happen if she takes the plea deal. Mary says, I hope while she was in hiding, she made a journal with all of her information in it, just in case she doesn't make it to the bargaining table.
Well, let me tell you something. Nobody is accusing her of being a dumb person. And she comes from a family that are billionaires. I would be stone cold, drop over dead if she didn't have a book with names in it. Names and times and events. I absolutely believe that. There's no way, unless she's just totally reckless, that she would not have a book. Do you believe she'd have a book?
Oh, for sure. I guarantee there's somewhere in that New Hampshire home where she has already started writing accounts of what she knows, just in case.
Man, there's a lot of big names with a lot of big money sweating bullets on this one, hoping that for some reason she doesn't take a plea deal. Another one, please.
Yeah, Kevin says, no doubt in my mind she will talk. She is privileged. She is spoiled. And in my opinion, she will never do well in prison. Now, if she survives her jail stay until trial, well, that's another question.
Yeah, that's a good question. She is privileged. She is spoiled. She's used to getting her own way, doing what she wants. She's going from the ultra uber rich lifestyle to prison. It's not a good mix. We'll be back with more of Beach & Company on News Radio 930. This is WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth, for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.